very special guest today. His name is Pastor C.L. Bryant. Reverend Bryant is the founder of One Nation Back to God, which is a movement that captures the spirit of American exceptionalism. He is a former president of the NAACP in Garland, Texas, and Pastor Bryant is one of the most recognized names in the Tea Party movement on a national level. His 9/12 speech in Washington, D.C. in front of 1.5 million people was used to close the film The Tea Party, which is widely credited with the continued momentum that the Tea Party movement has. And we have him here today to talk about his new movie, Runaway Slave, which is in theaters now. Reverend Bryant, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ty, for having me on. Glad to be with you.
Absolutely our pleasure. Now, Glenn Beck, Herman Cain, Congressman Alan West, Dick Morris, and more say this is a must-see movie. Tell us about the movie and tell us why it's a must-see.
The Runaway Slave is one that does embody the spirit of America. It tells us that the same opportunities that the Mayflower Pilgrims, as well as every slave that found the courage to run away from the tyranny of slavery, it's still available to Americans, and America is still an exceptional country. I think it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, but above all, it'll make you think about what a great place we live in.
All right, tell us why you call yourself the runaway slave.
It takes a certain amount of courage these days to leave a system that has enslaved a group of people for over 50 years. Mm. Having seen both sides of the street, having been an NAACP president 23 years ago, and now a conservative and a Republican, black Republican, you know that if a choice to be vilified. Well, you're vilified. It's not my choice.
Right.
You're vilified when that happens, and when you become that. Unlike any other ethnic group in this country, black folks do that to one another. Nancy Pelosi, Rick Santorum, they don't vilify each other, both being Italian, for being evil Italians.
Right.
One's a Republican or one's a Democrat.
Interesting. Now, the black vote, it seems to me, and I think I was doing research on your websites, 95% votes Democrat. How can you be black and be a conservative, I guess is the question.
In fact, that is the question should be asked in reverse. How could you be black and be anything else?
Better question. Outstanding. How about I answer that one? That's even better.
Black folks receive their first opportunities in the political spectrum in this country because of Republicans, the first black congressmen, the first black senators to ever hold office in this country were all Republicans. All of the Civil Rights Bill of Eisenhower in 1957 was, of course, Eisenhower was a Republican. And it was the Civil Rights Act of 1965 by Lyndon Johnson, Everett Dirksen, a Republican, was the reason why that bill actually got passed. Black people are so many times unread and informed about our history, and we'll buy into anything that poverty pimps like Reverend Jackson, Reverend Sharpton put out there.
It's interesting how you say that. As I did research on the film and on you, one of the things that it seemed that you were over the top passionate about was running away from economic slavery. For our listeners, tell us what you mean by that.
Black folks have been economically enslaved in this country, or the process began nearly 60 years ago. With the destruction of the black family, with the institution of the Great Society, as Lyndon Johnson put it, the old saying came out of his administration, God is dead, and they have replaced him with 50,000 social workers. Mm. But the jobs of that social worker was to make the black female dependent upon government. And the way they did that was to say, well, we'll be daddy for you. We'll take care of your children, we'll provide food, we'll provide shelter for you, but you can't have a man in that home. Mm-hmm. And that then began the dissolution of the black family that you're beginning to see now, and it's beginning to permeate throughout the rest of America as well. They were test tube cases.
You know, it's interesting, and it occurs to me that if a white radio talk show host pointed out what you just pointed out, he's a racist. But since you're black, former president of the NAACP, you can. How did we get to this point in our culture?
I don't know how we got to the point of not being able to have conversation and have an opinion without being a racist or an Uncle Tom or a sellout. And that is the weapon that the liberal, progressive liberals have used very effectively against, and I have to say this, against white folks.
Right.
They have made white conservatives almost cringe and cower because you're afraid of being called a racist. Well, in a movie, we point out this one thing. The only people who hate more being called racist are people who are not racist because
right.
they're not. A racist doesn't mind being called a racist.
Interesting. All right, we're talking today to Pastor C.L. Bryant. We're talking about his movie Runaway Slave, which is in theaters now. Pastor Bryant, tell us what you hope to accomplish with the film.
I hope that when people walk out of this movie and all across the country now, Atlanta, Dallas, up in Pennsylvania, we're playing to sold out audiences. I hope when people walk out, they're walking out with a vehicle that will lead them to a different conversation on race in this country, because truly it is needed. Here we are in the year 2012. And we're still mad and angry over things we should have gotten over 60 years ago. Hmm.
Tell us, if you would, how did you choose? And you have some big names, including Congressman Alan West and others in the film. Tell us how you chose the list of people that you have in the film. Because, again, it's an all-star cast.
Being an economist or a person who is interested in our economy will appreciate
right.
Dr. Thomas Sowell.
Absolutely.
Being in our film, as well as Herman Cain. But the reason, Glenn Beck's in the movie as well.
Right.
But the reason we chose these people is to bring a balanced view of history. You can have your own opinions, but you can't create your own facts. And many times when I interview black people, when I'm at the theater interviewing black people coming out of the movie, the statement that they say the most is, "I didn't know that." Whites are saying the same thing, because many times we believe what we hear in the liberal media.
Right. Interesting. Now, I did see on CNN one night, and I rewatched the clip here, I think, in the last day or so, when you were on with Aaron Burnett, and there was another commentator on, and they were talking in regards to the Trayvon Martin case. And Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson, as they always do, show up to try to garner support and use it they take advantage of the situation. Tell me why you think those guys do that, and why the black community responds to that over and over again.
Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jackson have a job to do, and they are hired by the progressive liberals, white progressive liberals, to do it. They will call me an Uncle Tom for being a free black Republican and a conservative, that I owe nothing to no man. I'm not bought by anyone. But the progressive liberal Republicans have bought them, they paid for them, and they have a job to do. And that job is just like the for the master back in the plantation days. They had overseers. Some of those overseers were black. And their job was to drive the slaves out into the fields to pick cotton.
Right.
And in the movie, we show this, that Reverend Sharpton's job, Reverend Jackson's job today, is to drive the slaves to the polls to pick votes every 2 years. And so that's their job. And so they do their job very well. I don't think there's been any two men in this country who's brought more votes, minority votes, to the Democrat Party than those two men. But that's their job. And black folks have bought into it. But it's time to try something different.
No doubt. And frankly, I think those guys should be ashamed of themselves. And frankly, I think, you know, certainly I'm ashamed of them. But let's move back to that. We're running out of time here, but I want to talk about your movie just a little bit more. For our listeners, the movie's in theaters now. I'm going to be there this weekend. I'm going to check it out. But what's the one thing that you believe, when folks go to the movie theater and watch me, what's the one thing they take away and that makes them proud to be an American? I watched the clip. I know that's how they're going to feel when they leave. I've watched the interviews. What's that one thing?
That one thing is the common thread that all of us have here, and that freedom still is an exclusive thing to the American citizen. And regardless of if you came here on the Mayflower, or if escaping the tyranny of a king, or if you had to escape the tyranny of a plantation, that freedom that both of them reached for, yearned for, is still available. But it can go away, and we as Americans must stand together to defend the republic that gave us that liberty and gives us that freedom.
Well put. We're talking today to Pastor C.L. Bryant. He is the creator of the movie Runaway Slave, which is in theaters right now. You can go out and see it this weekend if you want to. If folks want to know more about you, more about your cause, they want to support your cause, how would they do that?
You can go to runawayslavemovie.com and go there. My personal email is onenationbacktogod@rocketmail.com. One Nation, O-N-E, backtogod@rocketmail.com. Contact me there.
All right, the Pastor C.L. Bryant. Sir, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. We're also going to put a link up on our website where you can go directly from our website, The Ty J. Young Show, directly to your websites and learn about the movie and your cause. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. All right.